we are again in the same range. So the story of obesity and sleep is working, but the direction of the sleep disorder, insomnia or somnolence, is equal. That is the fact. Now, what it means and why we have this kind of thing, I have some hypotheses, but I will discuss that later. So, again, obesity rate in medical condition is 1.6 times higher than among participants without medical condition. And so we find exactly, so the prevalence you see of insomnia symptoms, 36.5%. Here also is something that when you do, it means that when you do some analysis in your own data, also for the clinical data, you must take that in account. The medical conditions are playing fully inside of your samples. Somnolence, we have exactly the same results. So I go very fast, you see, 4.6% in the overlapping between obesity and somnolence. Exactly the same. We have, so I am at my conclusion. Cathy, sorry to be long. Shorter sleep duration is associated with obesity only among the younger participants. That is what we found inside of our sample. The presence of a medical and or mental disorder is associated with a shorter sleep duration, again, only on the younger participants. Obesity increases the likelihood of depression and medical condition, but not anxiety disorder. And that also is very new. And finally, in medical and or mental disorder, obesity is most often associated with insomnia, hypersomnolence, and chronic pain. Thank you very much.